They say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Deborah Ortega. DEBRAHORTEGA. Please rewrite again. DEBORAHORTEGA. Date of birth 11/10/1978. Date of appointment March 5, 2026. Requesting physician Alexandra Garcia, Beaton Code, ALEXANDRAGARCIABETANCOURT. Dear Alexandra Garcia, Beaton Court, I have the pleasure of seeing Deborah Ortega today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 47-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who has a primary familial basal ganglia calcification diagnosed with Dr. Kelmans, C-E-L-M-E-N-S, at Albany Medical Center, seen by movement disorder clinic also. He was having a CT scan frequently over there. Last one was 4 years ago. She gets migraine 8 to 10 per month. It is frontal top of the head and back of the head and neck. It is sharp with nausea, with vomiting. During migraine, she feels overheating. She developed brain edema in 2018. Migraine is with photophobia, with phonophobia. She sees ball of light with dizziness. Sumatriptan helps to alleviate. Seen by geneticist at Mount Sinai Hospital. Has diagnosis of Niemann-Pick disease. Diagnosed by Dr. Lal, L-A-L, at N-Y-O-H. She get everyday headache also, for which Tylenol is helping. She is having numbness and tingling in the feet and hand. Having tremors. When wants to use the hands, sometime resting tremor also. She uses walker and cane for ambulation. Past medical history, primary familial brain calcification, Niemann-Pick disease, celiac disease, COPD, emphysema, migraine. Osteoarthritis. Benign essential hypertension. Depression. Sleep apnea. Allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, tube ligation, tubes in the ear. Allergy, codeine, Loratap, gluten, medication, Tylenol, Advair, Discus, Albuterol, Azelastine, Cyclobenzaprine, Fluticasone, Gabapentin 600 mg 3 times daily, Hydroxyzine, Loratadine, Omeprazole, Sumatriptan, Vexela inhaler. Socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, uses marijuana, she is disabled, she is single, lives with the fiance, have 4 children. Family history, mother alive with hypertension, father alive, diabetes, heart disease, one sister, mental health problem, 2 brothers, Niemann-Pick disease and high blood pressure. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, speech, no fascia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, Niemann-Pick disease. Number 3, basal ganglia calcification. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. Number 6, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 7, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Topiramate 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week and then 1 PO 2 times daily. Continue. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and CT of the head with contrast. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.